This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Good risings. I'm Brian, and this is Grateful Grains. We hope you're feeling that holiday spirit in full force. We hope you're gathering, connecting with the people that you love, and taking this time to unplug and unwind. We're on the final day of our week on ritual. On Monday, we had a quick conversation about the danger of stale tradition, asserting that unless we're coming to the table with intention, we're wasting our time. Tuesday, we talked how to use ritual in order to build new habits. On Wednesday, we discussed the use of ritual in facilitating new memories. Yesterday, we talked ritual in friendship. We're wrapping it up today with ritual in family. There are countless films of family gatherings going terribly awry. The genres vary from slapstick comedy to slasher horror. And you know what they say about life imitating art. This is no exception. Some people put themselves through the proverbial ringer to make an appearance at family gatherings, regardless of the abuses unfolding therein. We've touched on this topic in the past, but many people really are predisposed to make exceptions for intolerable behavior when it comes to relatives, things they simply wouldn't put up with if it were a friend or a stranger. And on the other side of that same token, some relatives are more comfortable mistreating their own bloodline than they would any random passerby or friend. This is by and large due to the fact that it's in ways socially acceptable, meaning we kind of expect it, and it's kind of expected that we do. Bite your tongue, respect your elders. They're just being themselves. You're being overdramatic. Don't rock the boat. And if we ever stand our ground, it ends up making us the difficult ones. It's important to remember that we are the captains of our ship. We are responsible for protecting ourselves, our mental and physical well-being. And we have to act accordingly in order to make sure that we can trust ourselves to be that. Putting ourselves in harm's way emotionally or otherwise, in order to placate the people we love, it's unhealthy on every front. And by the way, shouldn't the people we love want the best for us too? Absolutely. Every now and then, we're lucky enough to have a family member who's willing to speak up on our behalf, handle our family drama so that we don't have to. But there's no reason to sit idly by and wait for someone to jump to our defense, especially if it's never happened before. Let's look at this on a scale from slightly uncomfortable to abusive. If we're able to roll our eyes at a comment or two, shrug off the occasional ignorance, or go toe-to-toe with the hecklers on our own, we might be able to manage our situation with a little bit of extra preparation. We take some time to meditate beforehand. We keep our intentions at the forefront of our thoughts. We remind ourselves throughout the event who we're there to see. Why are we choosing to go? If the situation has gotten out of hand, if we find ourselves overwhelmed or frazzled or hurt or frankly even just too bothered, it's important to remember we truly, genuinely, undeniably, and I don't care what the situation is, without question, do not have to be there. We don't have to go. We never do. It is entirely up to us to decide where, how, and with whom we spend our time. If we're stuck somewhere in the middle on this, if we find ourselves torn between showing up and declining the invitation, it may be a good idea to outline our non-negotiables. If there's a particular person or two who get under our skin, we have to know exactly where we draw the line. We know what we're willing to listen to and what we simply will not be subjected to. And by the way, if we do decide to show up at that gathering and we, for whatever reason, end up overwhelmed, frazzled, hurt, or bothered, we can remove ourselves then and there. I'm talking stand up out of the seat, leave the plate on the table, and fully vacate the premises without explanation. If the behavior continues, maybe we can try having a conversation with the members of the family that we do want to spend time with. We can let them know what's going on if they're not already aware. We can present our non-negotiables. Worst case scenario, we can start our own gatherings and invite the people that we'd like to see. Remember, we can create new traditions and rituals whenever we like for whatever reason. Once we accept that the power is in our hands, our presence becomes that much more intentional. When we know deep down we have no obligation to do anything that we're not comfortable with, our reasons for showing up become positive. And that list begins with, I wanted to be here. Thanks so much for joining us on Grateful Grains. You can find us on Instagram at Good Risings, or you can find me at B McMuffin. We'll see you again Monday. Until then, remember, a better tomorrow starts with today. Good Risings is presented by Cavalry Audio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.